There were only 38 Muslims, and Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam was giving them the teachings of deen. But it was all a secret. They weren't doing it openly. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, this ashik is sadiq. He asks for permission. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give us permission to preach the deen openly. Initially, Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doesn't give permission. But then he asks again, so permission is given. And they head to Masjid al-Haram, Muballigh of Islam, this beautiful teacher, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, with the companions, goes to the masjid and starts to deliver the speech. The kuffar of Makkah, the Quraysh, cannot handle it. And they start to attack the Muslims from all angles. Hazrat Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala is beaten badly and left for dead. When his tribe find out, and they were quite influential, they said, how dare somebody beat up Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar? He's part of our tribe. They come and pick him up and take him home. They're not sure whether he's going to survive. His family, his mother, his tribe are all around him. And eventually, after some time of unconsciousness, he opens his eyes. They are relieved. But the first words on his lips are, how is the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal? Allahu Akbar. How is my beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? They can't believe it. They say you are in this condition because of that person you're following. And you wake up from unconsciousness. We thought you were going to die. And the first thing you can say is, how is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? They rebuke him. But the words on his lips are, how is my beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He's responsible for your suffering. You were an influential person. Because of him you are in this state. And yet the words on his lips are, just tell me how my beloved is. The respected mother of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, Ummul Khair, brings him water, brings him food. And he says, I don't want water. I don't want food. I just want to know how my beautiful Prophet is. When all the people go away, Hazrat Ummul Khair radiallahu ta'ala is asked to go to Hazrat Umme Jameel radiallahu ta'ala, the sister of Hazrat Umar Farooq, who'd embraced Islam secretly. So she goes there and she asks him, Ki Umme Jameel, how is the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal? How is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? My son Abu Bakr wants to know. Hazrat Umme Jameel radiallahu ta'ala has kept her deen secret. Muslims are being persecuted and tortured in Makkah. If they find out you're a Muslim, you're going to have a very difficult time. You may be killed. So she says, who are you talking about? Who is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Who is Abu Bakr? I don't know anything. But if your son has been injured, I'll come with you and I'll come and look at your son. So Hazrat Ummul Khair radiallahu ta'ala brings Hazrat Umme Jameel radiallahu ta'ala to Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. As soon as she sees the condition of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, she starts to cry. But the words on the lips of the leader of the Ashikeen is, how is my beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? She looks towards his mother as if to say, I can't talk in front of her. And Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala reassures her, don't worry, you can tell me. My mother isn't going to tell anybody. She says, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in Darul Arkam, the house of Hazrat Arkam radiallahu ta'ala, and is safe and well. But even at this devotee, this ashik of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam insists that I will not eat or drink until I see my beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they both carry him to Darul Arkam. Allahu Akbar. When they enter, and Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees his companion, his friend in this condition, tears start to flow from the eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala starts to cry. Everybody is crying. Look at the state of Hazrat Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala. But the words on his lips are, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa don't worry. Just a few wounds on my face. It doesn't matter. I am happy to see that you are sound and perfect and safe and well. Subhanallah. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's love was such that Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala sacrificed everything at the feet of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Despite being severely wounded, despite fighting between life and death, the only words on his lips were, how is my beloved? Today, when we perform actions, that could displease Allah and His Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should think, okay, what will my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam think of my actions?